Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Whiteberry.
That would be a little weird. You can get some berry stuff at Strange Brew, though. I don't know if there's any Whiteberry, but...
Well, this is spelled like Stansberry, though. It's B-U-R-Y.
Of course it is. Every time I say something that coincides with the name, it's a different way that the name is spelled. So it completely takes away from it.
This is nearby, though. It's in Lowndes County. Southwest of Columbus, located on the BNSF Railway.
So I feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah, I'm sure we've probably been around it. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. They'd also like to remind you they are accepting nominations now for the best steakhouse and best burger restaurant in the state of Mississippi. We talk about it all the time. We've got great restaurants here in Mississippi serving up steak, serving up burgers. Nominate your favorite at the Mississippi Beef Council's Facebook page, and that you could get your favorite burger, your favorite steak, could be the best in Mississippi with a simple nomination. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. The holiday season is upon us, my friends, and it won't be long before Christmas Day is here, and you don't want to be the dad or the mom who didn't take care of business ahead of time. I am a planner, and I'm just trying to tell you, life's a lot easier when you start making your purchases early. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell. You shop online at collegecornerstore.com. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift for your Bulldog or, hey, your Rebel, they've got it at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. A trip to Restaurant Tyler for lunch is just the best decision you'll make all day. Go grab a blue plate. Fried chicken, fried catfish, hamburger steak, fried shrimp, pork chops, chicken meatloaf. These are all great options, plus a ton of veggies to choose from and the delicious sweet potato cornbread. It's the best Southern-style blue plate in the city of Starkville, maybe the best in the state of Mississippi, and it's right there at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you now not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but now they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the people who know it, you and know your money, people who have that great relationship with you. They treat you like a neighbor, not a number. That's what we're going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We'll do our picks a little later in the show as Robbie Falk and I still tied up, still level after these, six games. But Robbie, we got to talk injuries, and we'll start with Fluff Bothwell. The rumor mill has been churning nonstop on this guy. I think you and I are both hearing the same thing, and you know, I want to make what I'm about to say very clear, and I'm sure Robbie would agree with me. Nothing is definitive here, right? This is what we're hearing. No, I have not spoken to any doctors. I have not been involved in any procedures, but the first news that I got was of an optimistic variety, that they believe it could be the kind of injury that, yeah, he will be out for some time, but you could see him back maybe in the month of November and not a season ender. That is what I was told. I'm sure now that I've said that and put that out into the air, when you talk to Lebby on Tuesday morning, he'll tell us that he broke his leg in 28 places and is never going to play football again. But that's the early word from my end, Robbie. I think you've been hearing the same.
I've talked to enough people right now that it would be shocking if he was anything beyond, a few games. If his season ending, it would have been something that came up in another, it went out and got another X-ray or MRI or whatever, and they determined something else. Because everybody that I've talked to that's in that building, that has talked to Fluff, that has been around the building the last day or two, has said that it's not as serious as they initially thought. They believe that he's going to return this year. He's going to play more football for Mississippi State this year. Now, the extent of that injury, I do not know yet. I believe it to be an ankle right now, based on the people I've talked to. I think it's an ankle injury. And so that, if we're speculating, which, I guess we can speculate. I mean, who's or somebody going to sue us? I don't know. High ankle sprain
I
is
seem
what.
to recall some Jeans pagers trying to tell me that I was breaking HIPAA laws
HIPAA, yeah.
because I said that Kevin Fant wasn't injured in 2002. But by all means, let's you know what? We'll take them on. Let's go.
People have never quite understood how HIPAA
They have
works.
no grasp of
So,
how HIPAA works. None.
yeah. But all that to say, like my first thought process was yesterday when on Sunday afternoon, when I first started hearing a little bit of that chatter, and then you had sent me a message later in the night saying this is what you were hearing too. My first thought was, I even posted kind of bouncing off of people on the board, like high ankle sprain feels like the best case scenario here, which can be a little tricky. That can be a tricky injury. That can be an injury that lasts a large part of the season. I remember us having to deal with that with Martinez Rankin several years ago, and it would just kept lingering and lingering. That could be something that lingers into the late season and maybe even beyond. But that to me, after what we saw and how he went off the field, that to me feels like probably one of the best case scenarios here is it's a sprain for Fluff, and there's no break, there's no fracture, whatever. It's just one of those deals that's going to take a few weeks to heal up, and a lot of times you can't really. It depends kind of on the grade and the treatment that he's getting, which I expect is going to be excellent over the next few weeks. It would really surprise me if he's back next week. But I don't really know a timetable, and we haven't been given official word at all. He could be out for the season. We honestly do not have anything in the form of clarity on this, other than every single person I talk to around Mississippi State has said it's not as serious as they thought it was going to be, and that he's not going to be out for the season. I have not been given word by anybody with any kind of knowledge on it that he's out for the year, which is to me, after what we saw him getting carted off the field, and we thought he was done for the year. It's no matter how long it is, if he's back this year, that is a major win for State to have that happen.
The timing was just bad today to not have Jeff Lebby at a press conference. With it being the bye week, they don't do the Monday bye week press conference. We're scheduled to talk to Lebby tomorrow. Robbie will be at that, so he'll get information for us. I will be talking to Coach Purcell and Coach Jans for our bye week blitz here on the podcast. And I don't necessarily know Robbie, and I think you would agree that Lebby would have come out and said anything today. If this was just a normal game week, he might have just been like, "Oh, we've been doing injuries through the report." But as we've said in the past, he's been pretty forthcoming when it's a major injury, when it's somebody who's going to be out for the season or for a really long time. He's been pretty good about telling us that. So I feel like tomorrow, if you ask him about Fluff, and he says, "We'll let you know on the injury report next week." That's probably a good sign that Fluff probably not going to play next week, but could be back quicker than we think. But if he comes out and tells you, "Yeah, we did a scan and it's not looking good," then we will take that from there. From what we've heard and from what I've the people I've talked to again, I feel like they tried really hard with Albert Reese this week. And at the last moment, the moment where they had to make a decision, they were just like, "No." With Isaac, I think Isaac might have even been a game time decision. I know that he traveled with the team to the game in Texas. Albert did not. And So I feel like Isaac Smith getting a week off, I almost certainly expect him back for Florida. I would say I'm like 90 to 95 that Isaac's back, and probably better than 60%, maybe 70% that Albert's going to be back this week. That's two big pieces for Mississippi State. And we agree on one thing, that we agree on many things, but this is one thing that we agree on, is that even if Fluff Bothwell is out next week, Devon Booth and Xavier Gayton are more than capable of running the football and keeping State in the game and being able to rush the football. And so if you get Albert Reese back, that goes a long way for you. I think I'm interested to see that. Do we have any word on Jimothy Lewis? Was he injured? Why did he not play on Saturday?
I just don't think that he's ready right now, man. I just,
Gosh,
I,
if he's not ready, as bad as this O line is, jeez.
yeah, I mean, well, it goes back to, I just had this conversation on the message board. I reported prior to the Arizona State game that Jimothy, it kept being stated that he's out for the game. He's not going to be able to play. He's hurt, whatever. He practiced that whole week. I reported three or four times everybody that was telling me that he's available. He can play. If we need him to play, he can play. Javen James was your starting left tackle in that ball game, and Jimothy Lewis was dressed out standing on the sidelines. And you had people, saying that, he was out, he was hurt, whatever. That's not the information that I have. The information that I have is he just was, they just did not feel comfortable with him out there. And that appears to be kind of where things stand. I think Jeff Lebby said it. Post game, I was reading through his quotes earlier. Luke Work, why is he at right tackle? And Jeff Lebby said it gave us the opportunity to put our best available five guys on the field. Jimothy Lewis was available. They did not believe that he was one of their best five right now. And that's just where things are with him. I tried to prepare people for this preseason. I tried to prepare him for the Southern Miss game when there was weeping and gnashing of teeth that he was not listed first team on the offensive line. And it's because he's just simply not there. He's not there ready yet. And that's just where they are. And it's the hand that you've been dealt. And it's Mississippi State's problem. They didn't go out and get better offensive linemen or put themselves in position to have a legitimate left tackle. That's on Mississippi State. But right now, you can do nothing about that. You can't go out there and pick up someone in free agency. You've got what you got. And so that's why Albert Reese coming back is absolutely vital. You have to have him on the field. You have to have him healthy. That at least takes care of one of your tackle spots. And I think they feel okay about Javen James. I think he can get you through this schedule. I think he's capable of holding up on the left side. But they've got to have Albert back on the right.
Well,
Luke Work, I think, is playing out of position at right tackle. I think
I think he's a guard.
and hadn't been great so far this year at guard, but he hasn't been healthy yet either. He's finally getting into that. I think he's a better offensive lineman than how he played at guard in the I guess it was Arizona State game or whatever game it was he had come in. He's a better guard than what he showed. And he was playing out of position the other day. I don't think that right tackle is a good spot for him. But you got to have Albert back in that spot to get at least that position solidified. But it's still work in progress across the board, man. But Albert is absolutely vital for Mississippi State's success moving forward.
So let me ask you this then. Could you see another move? Could you see Albert back to left tackle just to give yourself a little more pass protection there and Javen James over to the right? Or do you just go with, do you feel like your offense is better with Albert at right or left? I guess is my question.
It's an interesting point. I think you can get by with Javen James at left. I haven't looked at the numbers. I don't know what his blocking grades are, which some of those PFF numbers are kind of
You never know,
weird
yeah.
anyways.
Yeah.
But I don't know how he's grading out on the coach's film, but it appears that they're not just super dissatisfied with Javen James at left tackle. Because he's been out there the last couple of games, and they seemed it wasn't like they were pulling him out of the game constantly the other day and trying to find a solution there. So I think that they can get by with that. Albert's definitely been better at right tackle. It feels like so. That's probably where they're gonna stick him when he comes back.
Probably. I just feel like they were so successful running the football with him, especially in the Tennessee game, that that's probably the right choice. And then you just got to figure something out on that left side. I think that this is a week for Jeff Lebby that his concern and his thought process needs to be, how can I overcome my shortcomings on the offensive line? What can I do schematically? What can I do formation wise? What can I do personnel wise to help my offense be more effective? That's what the, you know, it's, I think this is the we ask coaches all the time, do you think the bye week came at a good time? Never mind the injuries Mississippi State's going through. I think State has got to reset a little bit and just look at what they're doing offensively, look at what's working and what's not working, and figure out where they want to go. And if that means they have to be a little bit more conservative, they've got to run the football more, if they've got to play a little bit more max protect, a little more two tight ends than Jeff Lebby wants to, whatever you got to do to give your quarterback a little bit more time to throw the football when you do throw, that's what this week can be. Because I'll just go ahead and tell you, Florida, I know they had a win last week, but offensively that's still not a very good football team. But defensively they're outstanding, and they can get after the quarterback. And they will get after the quarterback with that defensive line. So State's got to figure that out. They've got, the extra week to do it while Florida is on the road at Texas A&M. They have a really tough task in front of them this week. Yeah, if you're watching that game, you are pulling for the Aggies in that one. You want A&M to just not only win but dominate that team.
Beat them down, yeah.
Try to get
Yeah, you
whatever.
need to put in their minds that, well, I remember the Texas game was a fluke.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
And then when you get into that ball game and they're sitting here at 2-4, against Mississippi State, and the natives are restless, and the people inside the swamp are starting to turn, you hear boo birds from the crowd, things like that. That plays in the Mississippi State's favor. You've got to get more pressure back on Napier.
You're talking about you want A&M to beat Florida by 20 plus points. And then when you go to Gainesville, score on the first drive and make it 7-0. And that crowd will turn and they will get out of your way. It's going to be a key thing for Mississippi State is getting a fast start next week in Gainesville. So as we said just a minute ago, Jeff Lebby is scheduled to talk to the media on Tuesday morning around 11, 11:30, something like that. Robbie will be there, so we'll get some information and hopefully have an update for that. Maybe, before we get into the rumblings tomorrow, we can talk about what Lebby said and see what we can glean from that. All right, let's move into our SEC picks. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and The Older Brother, two Starkville institutions. And I know The Older Brother hasn't been here very long, but it is already an institution. Everybody loves the older brother. Everybody who goes there tells me how much they enjoy the meals there. I still need to go over there and try out dinner. I haven't done that yet, but I will make a point of it in the coming weeks. Maybe this weekend or next weekend, since we have these bye weeks, I can get out there and enjoy a fine meal for dinner at the older brother. But either way, in the Cotton District, if you want to eat good, you head over to the older brother or Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
All right. The very rare call and response, 50. I
That's
like
right.
that. If you need a new copy or a new printer, new technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call, and then you can do that with the guarantee of service after the sale. It's anybody can sell it to you. Who is there for you when something goes wrong? This is a machine. It's a piece of equipment. It will eventually jam up, do something. A wire gets frazzled. You need to have somebody you can call to get in there and fix it quickly. Because think about your business. Are you really going to go a week without a copier? But how does that work? That doesn't work at all. That's why you need to talk to the good people at Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you are going to be in Starkville anytime soon, you need to go to Maroon & Co. If you're not going to be in Starkville, good thing there's a website, maroonandco.com, the place to find the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State merchandise. Nobody has more maroon and white on the shelves than our friends over at Maroon & Co. Everything State Script, interlocking, M over S, maroon and white. What are you looking for to show off the fact that you're a Bulldog? They've got it at Maroon & Co. And they have our promo code so you can save yourself a little bit of money. Thunder 15 takes 15% off regular price. Well, some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. We're getting to that time of year where maybe you're mowing the lawn a little bit less, but while you're out there, you might as well have the best mower in the business. That's a John Deere mower. Our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden can take care of you with that. Their commercial mowers are under great deals right now with financing as low as 0.0% for up to 60 months in some instances. Good credit, bad credit, doesn't matter. Go talk to the good people at Scruggs and they can get you taken care of and get John Deere Green out there on your lawn today. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. All right. Good Hope Land and Timber. They specialize in helping landowners like you make smart, sustainable decisions. If you are looking to get the most out of your land and timber, you need to talk to a company, the good people at Good Hope Land and Timber, and their experienced management team. All right. This is a fully trained logging force under the Sustainable Forestry Initiative. They follow best management practices so you can trust that your land is in good hands. Whether you're planning a final harvest, thinning a stand, or managing your forest for the long terms, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to maximize your return while also protecting your land. A Mississippi State-owned and operated company, Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. I mean, Falk and I are still tied here at the almost the midway point of the season. Let's see if we can have a little separation this week. We forgot to mention them yesterday. So today our SEC picks are brought to you by Bell's Building Supply, where they are the home of the highest standard of appliances for your kitchen, Wolf, Sub-Zero, and Cove. If you are in the market right now for a new range, a new dishwasher, a new refrigeration system, and you're thinking, I want the best of the best. I don't want to mess around. I want to make this purchase, and I want to be locked into it for a number of years. I want as good as it gets. You need to call Bell Building Supply and ask them about this. Wolf ranges, Sub-Zero refrigeration, Cove dishwashers, these are the top of the line. All right. I know a lot of you guys here, especially here in Mississippi, you think of ranges, you think of Viking. Guys, the Wolf range just dominates. Dominates. It's much, much better in every sense of the word. And of course, with Bell Building Supply, we're talking free installation. And that installation that they provide adds to your warranty. So you're getting a higher level of equipment, but you're also getting a higher level of service from Bell Building Supply. If you are in the market right now, if you're thinking, I need to get a new oven, I need to get a new range, new refrigerator, and you've got it to spend. It's a luxury product, but it's absolutely worth the money that you will spend on it. Contact my friends, Wes Shelton at Bell Building Supply. The Deep South's oldest rivalry, Georgia at Auburn. Georgia kind of bounced back last week. Auburn had the week off after that disappointing loss to Texas A&M. At the end of the day, Robbie, if I could get Jeff Lebby off the record, I would love to be like, did you just miss on Jackson Arnold? Because you said, because Levy is like quoted as saying, like, this is the perfect quarterback for my system. I don't know that he's a good quarterback at all. I just haven't seen him play good quarterback at in college.
I think for a from a standpoint of like the tools,
He's got the tools.
I think it is a good, well, here's the thing, like until you put these guys in like position, it's hard to fully know how good they're gonna be. Like you take players based on the physical tools that they have and maybe some intangibles too. And then how they do on the field is up to your development or their development, how they take to the game. And it's just, I'm not super impressed at this point.
Agreed. That's why I'm
846 yards passing in 5 games. But also, like, I just don't think Hugh Freeze's offense in this era is has been super impressive.
That's the thing nobody wants to talk about, is like Freeze doesn't have it anymore. He just doesn't have it.
He's running the same offense he ran at Ole Miss, and like things have tweaked a little bit, and you've got to tweak your offense, and it's just, and then you got the whole situation where like, well, sometimes Derek Nix is calling the plays, and then sometimes I'm calling the plays, and then this guy's calling the plays on this down. Like, you're all over the place. So I don't know what their actual identity is, and they don't have the backs that they used to. They got a lot of talented receivers, and they're not getting the ball to them the way they need to. So.
That said, I will be taking Georgia to win this game.
I will too. I think Auburn will play well in this game. I think that they will stay in the ball game because they're going to have the home crowd. It's a night game. It's going to be an exciting atmosphere, but I just trust Georgia way more than I do Auburn.
Agreed. Interesting game in Baton Rouge. As where are my games at here? Here we go. South Carolina at LSU. South Carolina has played well since that loss to Vanderbilt. Didn't get the job done against Missouri, but I thought they were more competitive in that game than I thought they'll be. Then they absolutely murdered Kentucky. Got the week off last week. Same as LSU, coming off of a loss to Ole Miss. LSU can't score. Their offense is kind of broken, and I don't know what's going on there. But I don't necessarily know that I trust Lenora Sellers in a big road game either. I'm really torn on this one, but I think I'm going to go with the road team. I just don't like where LSU is right now. I'm going to take South Carolina here.
Ooh, there's some internal struggle there at LSU. You think that that's going to play into this week?
I think so. I just don't know what's going on at LSU. I don't understand why they're so bad offensively. They're very good defensively, elite defensively. But I think South Carolina's good. South Carolina can rush the quarterback, if nothing else. They're going to get after Nussmeier.
This is a really risky move on your part.
What's the line on this game? I bet it's not as risky as you think. What's the line?
In Tiger Stadium at night from South Carolina, who's done virtually nothing so far.
What does
Look, I'm not
LSU
trying.
know?
I'm going to pick LSU, so I'm perfectly fine with that. I think LSU wins this game. So if that's the way you want to go.
LSU's an 8-point favorite. I'm surprised by that. I'm gonna go with South Carolina. I got a feeling on this one. If I'm wrong,
I
I'm
don't
wrong.
think LSU's playing good football, but their defense is elite, and they're playing in Tiger Stadium. They've had a week off. You know as well as I do
Oh, I know.
that they've been hit every time. It seems like everybody's hammering them and they're talking about firing the coach and all that. They bounce back. I think this is their bounce back game. I think they win this one going away.
Okay, we shall see. Well, we got a little
I
drive.
hope it plays in my favor. I need to get a game.
Yeah.
I think you're just trying to shake it up a little bit. You're tired of us picking the same.
I really don't think so. I think something's wrong with LSU. I think something's wrong with them.
But
So
there's something wrong with South Carolina too.
I think what's wrong with South Carolina is they're just a little overhyped. LSU has
Yeah.
got some technical difficulties, right? They
They do,
should be
but
better.
you and I both know how this is going to end. I don't know when it's going to happen, but we both know that this one's going to end badly for Brian Kelly. He
Oh,
will be
I agree with that.
fired at LSU at
Agree with
some
that.
point.
I agree with that. Washington State at Ole Miss will both take the Rebels there. They're a 33-point favorite. What do you think?
My
I gotta know,
God.
what is Kiffin's record against the spread in non-conference games? He's would have played 18, right? So he's had 4 years of four games.
He doesn't screw up against non-conference
Not only
teams.
that, he
He's
kills them. They'll cover that easily.
what Dan Mullen was at State for the most part.
He's worse. I mean, they're just not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll win that easily. Time for revenge. Arkansas at Tennessee. Bobby Petrino times two. But Tennessee, after getting beaten by Arkansas last year, come on. There's no way
Yeah.
to blow this again, right? I'll take the Vols.
Vols had the week off. They're getting more healthy. I still think this Tennessee team's going to make the playoff.
They could very easily.
I am very high on this Tennessee team. They should have beat Georgia. They should be sitting here at 5-0 right now, although State should have beat them. We won't go there.
Yeah.
Arkansas is just so bad defensively. I think Tennessee is going to obliterate them in the run game. I think they're just going to just road grade them down the field. And their defense, I think, will neutralize Taylen Green. I think this is going to be a blowout.
I think you're right. I just don't have any belief in the second coming of Petrino there.
Kevin Green being their leading rusher is a little bit of a surprise to me. Like I mean, I know he's a running quarterback, but they usually have like a stud running back
Yeah.
that is getting the bulk of their yardage, and it's
This
just
year.
not, it's
You want to
kind of
hear, by
crazy.
the way, total non sequitur. Do you want to hear the craziest stat? I think I may have one of the craziest stats I've ever heard. There was a point yesterday in the Bengals Lions game where Ja'Marr Chase was the Bengals leading tackler because he had three tackles after interceptions.
Yikes.
I mean, that is an unreal. I don't care at any point in the game if a wide receiver is your leading tackler, you got real issues there. All right.
Well, they have a lot of issues.
They do. Red River, Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas actually favored in this one. If Mateer was there, this would be a no-brainer. I picked first on all these. I want to get your thoughts, but I already know which way I'm going.
Okay. Texas is a touchdown favorite, right?
I don't think it's that much. I think it's 3.5.
Okay, so
Yeah,
that's not
three.
as
It's
bad.
three. Yeah.
Okay. Oh man, I'm going Oklahoma. I think that tech I think that Texas is broken. Arch has just not been good. That's just the fact of the matter. And Oklahoma has been really good on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know what this team looks like without John Mateer, but I think they have enough horses here that they're going to be able to make some plays and overcome what Texas is doing, because Texas's offense has just not been impressive.
Yeah.
So this game, I think, will be a little lower scoring than some of these have been in the past. But I think Oklahoma comes out and wins it, and this is an Oklahoma team that's still not being talked about much.
I think because of the Mateer injury is their buzz.
If they survive Mateer being out, if they keep their head above water the next couple of weeks, and they get to Ole Miss or
They
whatever,
need him back for Ole Miss.
this is a team that they are a dark horse SEC champion team
Easily.
because they have the defense and they have pieces on offense.
So we're going to agree on this one. I was always going to go Oklahoma. I just don't like Texas. I don't know what's going on there. They're another team that's broken. There's
They're broken.
the SEC has like four teams that they need to unplug them and plug them back in. And Texas is one of them. So yeah, I will take the Sooners on that one. And then our last game to pick, where is it there? Florida at Texas A&M. Gators coming off of a big win. Aggies have looked really good this year. Aggies won in Gainesville last year. I will take the Aggies to win again.
Yes, I think I'm going to do that as well. I think this Texas A&M team looks different. They got the major weapons on the offensive side of the ball. I thought they were just okay offensively against State. I thought they could be better than that. They kind of came on late, but I think that this team's going to be a really tough out. And Florida, I just don't buy last week. I don't think that was the real Florida. I think Texas was playing poorly, and they were playing up being at home. I got the Aggies here,
All right.
and they might be able to solve this 8-4 business at this rate. Now, they started about like this last year too, and last 5 or 6 games they just kind of fell apart. So that's still up in the air for Texas A&M, but I like them in this game.
All right. LSU South Carolina will be our difference maker this week. I'm telling you right now, the Gamecocks, I just got a feeling that LSU is on the precipice of kind of falling apart a little bit. LSU, they have South Carolina, they're at Vandy, they host A&M, they're at Alabama. I got a bad feeling.
Look,
I know you.
if the result of this week is me falling behind,
It's still fun.
I'll be
Fine,
perfectly happy. If
yeah.
it means LSU loses,
Yeah.
your lips to God's ears, my
Okay,
friend.
let's do it. All right. Tomorrow's show is the rumblings. You know what that means. Plus, like I said, we'll update a little bit of what Jeff Lebby has to say, especially if he has anything to say about Fluff Bothwell. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Look in my eyes, what do we
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.